turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Making a major business decision often feels like, like handing over the keys to your car to a complete stranger. It's this profoundly vulnerable position to be in.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, you drop your car off at the mechanic, they quote you a price, and you just sort of have to trust that they are actually rebuilding the transmission, like that they aren't just tightening a single bolt and then charging you for a total overhaul.
Right, because it's a dynamic built entirely on information asymmetry. I mean, since you don't speak the language of auto mechanics, you're just completely reliant on their honesty and, well, their competence.
Exactly.
You have zero real way to verify the work until the car inevitably breaks down again on the highway.
And honestly, that feeling of flying blind, it is never more intense than when a business owner has to hire a local marketing agency.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, if you choose the wrong partner, you are literally watching months of your operating budget just vanish, right, while your competitors pull further ahead. But if you make the right choice, that decision compounds your revenue for years. So it's an incredibly high stakes game.
And compounding the stress of all that is the fact that the digital marketing landscape is just notoriously unregulated.
Yeah.
We're operating in an industry where literally anyone can lease a piece of software, build a slick landing page, and then, you know, suddenly declare themselves a search engine optimization guru.
Which brings us perfectly to our mission for today's deep dive. So we are looking at a really comprehensive 2026 guide. And this was published by an agency called Austin Code Monkey.
Or ACM for short.
Right, ACM. They operate out of the Silicon Hills of Austin, Texas. And they have put together this framework for navigating this exact vulnerability we're talking about. So we aren't just going to cover basic SEO stuff today. We are going to look at a literal masterclass in separating legitimate high-level digital marketing experts from essentially digital snake oil salesmen.
Yeah, and to spot those fakes, you really have to understand the foundational mechanisms, like what a genuine local marketing agency is actually supposed to be doing behind the scenes.
Right.
So the Austin Code Monkey Guide breaks this down into three core pillars of local visibility. And the rule they have is pretty simple. If a prospective agency cannot articulate how their day-to-day work improves these three specific pillars, you should just end the meeting.
Okay, let's unpack this. Those three pillars are relevance, distance, and prominence. And I really appreciate how this just strips away all the technical jargon immediately.
It does, yeah.
So let's talk about how the algorithm actually processes these. Because relevance isn't just about, you know, having the right words on your website, is it?
No, not at all. Relevance is fundamentally about matching search intent.
Okay.
The algorithm is constantly trying to determine if your business actually solves the specific problem the user is having in that exact moment. So, for example, someone searches for emergency burst pipe repair at 2 a.m.
A stressful search.
It's very stressful. The search engine needs to know if your business is positioned specifically as a 24/7 emergency service. Or, you know, are you just a general commercial contractor who happens to do plumbing on the side?
Right. Because if your online footprint doesn't explicitly signal that you solve the emergency intent, you just aren't relevant to that search.
Exactly.
No matter how many times you paste the word plumber onto your homepage.
It won't matter at all. And then there's the second pillar, which is distance.
Which feels like the one factor you can't really manipulate, right? Like, it's purely geographic.
Exactly. It's about how close your physical business is to the literal GPS coordinates of the person holding the phone and typing the query.
Right. Like, if I am searching for a coffee shop, I do not want the statistically best coffee shop in the entire state of Texas.
No, you want caffeine right now.
Exactly. I want the one that is like three blocks away from me.
And you cannot out-optimize physical reality. Distance is a massive ranking factor in local search. So a good agency will understand the radius of your true service area rather than making, you know, these false promises about dominating cities where you literally have no physical footprint.
Makes sense.
And that leads to the third pillar, which is prominence. And this is your online authority and your overall trust factor.
But how does a machine measure trust, though? I mean, it's an algorithm.
It looks for consensus across the web.
Yeah.
So are you accumulating legitimate, consistent customer reviews? Do other reputable, locally relevant websites actually point back to your domain? Does your business name, your address, your phone number, do those appear consistently across all the major databases?
Okay, so prominence is basically how the search engine protects itself.
Yes, exactly.
It needs statistical assurance that recommending your business to its user isn't going to result in a terrible real-world experience.
Right. And if an agency isn't building their entire monthly strategy around improving your relevance, distance, and prominence, they simply aren't operating at a professional level.
But here is the major danger with those three pillars. Because distance and prominence take genuine hard work to build over a long period of time, bad agencies will often just try to manipulate relevance.
Well, all the time.
They just chase useless search terms to make it look like they're doing something. And the Austin Code Monkey Guide identifies this as step one, defining your outcome, which is where businesses fall into this huge rankings versus revenue trap.
The vanity metrics trap. Yeah, it is incredibly common. And honestly, it's usually how bad agencies justify their monthly retainers.
The way I think about it is kind of like this. Focusing strictly on your keyword rankings is like spending your entire operating budget to build this massive flashing neon sign for your retail store, but then you completely forget to unlock the front door.
That's a great way to put it.
Like, what good is the neon sign if no one can actually get inside the building, talk to your sales team, and buy anything?
It's useless. And the mechanism of the trap works exactly like that. A bad agency will slide a report across your desk, you know, showing a graph with a line going up and to the right.
And everyone loves a line going up and to the right.
Right. And they'll point to skyrocketing impressions, or they'll boast that they got you to page one for some highly specific, super obscure search term. But the guide demands that business owners ask a much harder question. Did those keyword rankings actually translate into a commercial transaction?
Because you can't make payroll with impressions. A traffic graph does not pay your commercial lease.
No, it doesn't. And the source material is adamant that true business outcomes are the only metrics that actually matter.
Right.
We are talking about tracked phone calls from actual prospective clients, submitted contact forms, booked calendar appointments, physical direction requests to your storefront, and verifiable revenue growth. If an agency cannot draw a straight, undeniable line from their daily SEO work to those tangible, real-world outcomes, the guide says you just need to move on.
Okay, so let's follow that causal chain. Since we've established that those real-world outcomes are what actually keep a business alive, we have to talk about how bad agencies try to fake those outcomes just to secure a contract.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I'm looking at a section of the guide here that highlights major red flags. And it explicitly says you should run away if an agency tells you, quote, we'll get you to number one fast, unquote, or we have a secret proprietary system. But let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Go for it.
If I am a business owner and my revenue is way down, getting to number one fast is exactly what I want. Why is that such a massive red flag?
Because in the context of search algorithms, fast is almost always synonymous with fraudulent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To achieve those sort of overnight spikes in traffic, bad agencies have to completely bypass the slow, methodical work of building real prominence. And they just rely entirely on algorithmic manipulation.
Okay, so we all know about the old school tricks, right? Like cramming the phrase Austin Plumber into a paragraph 20 times until it barely reads like human English anymore.
Oh. Right, keyword stuffing.
Yeah, but the guide points out that modern bad agencies have evolved their spam tactics way beyond just basic keyword stuffing.
Oh, they become much, much more sophisticated. The guide highlights programmatic city pages, for example.
Okay, what are those?
So this is a tactic where an agency uses software to automatically spin up, say, 50 or 100 nearly identical web pages overnight.
Wow.
Yeah, and they just swap out the name of the city dynamically on each page. So the whole goal is to trick the search engine into thinking you have a dedicated local presence in every single tiny suburb, even if you only have one single physical office.
That sounds incredibly annoying for the user. The guide also mentions doorway pages. How do those actually work?
Think of a doorway page as like a digital bait and switch. The agency builds a page that is highly optimized for a very specific phrase. So let's say affordable pipe repair in North Austin.
Okay.
But when the user actually clicks on it, the page has no real information.
Wait, none?
Nope. It is just a thin shell designed to immediately funnel or redirect the user to a generic statewide corporate landing page.
Oh, I've clicked on those. They're the worst.
They are. And search engines despise this because it completely breaks the user experience. The searcher didn't get what they clicked on at all.
So the agency gets to point to the traffic spike from these doorway pages and city pages, and they say, look, our system works, but what happens next?
Well, that is exactly when they try to lock you into a 12-month contract. But the mechanism of a Google penalty is brutal.
Right.
These tactics might work for a few weeks, but search engines have massive engineering teams dedicated solely to identifying programmatic spam.
Yeah, you aren't going to outsmart Google's engineers forever.
Exactly. When they detect it, they issue an algorithmic devaluation or a manual penalty. So your domain gets pushed back to page 10, or it's just removed entirely. And recovering from a domain penalty is a nightmare. It can take years of clean, really expensive work just to rebuild the trust you destroyed by chasing a quick fix.
Which makes step 3 in the Austin Code Monkey Guide incredibly important, which is demanding proof before you sign anything. And it notes that you cannot rely on the testimonials they've cherry-picked for their own homepage.
No, definitely not.
Because literally anyone can write a glowing quote and slap a stock photo of a smiling professional next to it.
Testimonials are just marketing copy. You need verifiable case studies. You need to see the actual before and after data.
Right.
You want to see the actual month over month growth in phone calls and leads for a business that is similar to yours. And most importantly, you need references you can actually contact. Like, pick up the phone and ask another business owner what the communication and the reporting were actually like.
And what if the agency pushes back? Like, if they claim their client data is confidential or that revealing their process would expose their, you know, proprietary system.
The guide states you must treat that as a massive warning sign. In modern digital marketing, there are absolutely no secret proprietary tricks that outsmart Google's machine learning. Secrecy is almost always a shield for incompetence or just outright spam.
So if we know what the dark side of the industry looks like, what does the light look like? When you hire a legitimate partner, what are they actually doing on a month-to-month basis?
Good question.
Because hiring an agency without a roadmap is kind of like hiring a contractor to build a house, but they just refuse to show you the blueprints or tell you what materials they're buying this month.
That's spot on.
So what infrastructure are they actually supposed to be building? Because I assume we aren't just talking about getting 400-500-word blog posts a month about the general history of plumbing.
No, it is entirely about infrastructure. And that brings us to step 7 of the guide, which is understanding monthly execution. A professional agency will explicitly define their roadmap. For content, like you just mentioned, it isn't about hitting an arbitrary word count with generic fluffy blog posts.
Right.
They should be building high-intent service pages.
Meaning pages that capture people who have their credit card out and are literally ready to solve a problem right now.
Exactly. Pages that comprehensively detail the specific services you offer, the exact areas you serve, and the real, localized questions your actual customers are asking.
Makes sense.
They're also earning genuine links from reputable local organizations, and they are completely avoiding the shady bot backlink packages that trigger those penalties we just discussed. And critically, they are actively managing your local engagement signals.
And the guide specifically calls out local and industry experience in step 6, focusing heavily on the Google business profile. Let's define some of this terminology for a second. When we talk about engagement signals on a Google business profile, what are we actually measuring?
So your Google business profile is that critical map pack that pops up at the very top of local searches.
Right, the one with the star ratings and the map.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
And optimizing it requires far more than just entering your address and your phone number. The algorithm is watching how real human beings interact with that specific profile. So engagement signals are the actual behavioral data points.
Mm.
Are users clicking to view your photos? Are they clicking the button to request driving directions?
Oh, okay.
Are they calling you directly from the profile without even going to your website? How much time are they spending reading your recent updates?
So if an agency is actively publishing highly relevant posts on your profile and they're making sure your primary and secondary business categories are perfectly accurate, it increases the likelihood that users will actually engage with the profile.
Yes.
Which in turn proves to Google that your business is the most relevant and prominent answer.
That is the exact causal loop. That hyper-specific local expertise is what directly translates to phone calls.
Okay, this all makes sense for traditional search, but here's where it gets really interesting.
Oh yeah, the shift.
We have to transition to the most cutting-edge part of the Austin Code Monkey Guide. because they spend a significant amount of time explaining how the entire landscape has drastically evolved in 2026. This is their specific differentiator, and it essentially forces agencies and business owners to look way beyond just ranking on Google Maps.
We really are in the middle of a fundamental shift in how consumers find information. The era of, you know, typing a fragmented keyword into a search bar and then scrolling through 10 blue links.
Yeah.
That is ending.
Yeah, it really is.
Marketing strategies just have to adapt to that new reality.
And the guide calls this AI search optimization, or AIO. And the reality check here is that businesses are no longer just optimizing for a traditional search engine index. You need to be visible to large language models.
Yes. Systems like Gemini, Perplexity, and Claude, as well as, you know, the voice search assistants built into our phones and our cars. The whole game has moved from providing a list of websites to providing direct conversational answers.
Okay, I need to pause here and just push back on some of the terminology used in the text, because it mentions, quote, entity-based SEO and LLM seeding, unquote. And I have been around the marketing world long enough to know a buzzword when I see one.
Oh, absolutely.
So is seeding just a buzzy word they made up to sound futuristic, or is an agency actually planting something inside the AI? Like, how does that mechanism even work?
It's a totally fair skepticism, honestly, but it is a very real, highly technical process. To understand it, we kind of have to define how these AIs actually work.
Okay.
Large language models do not browse the internet and read web pages the way a human does. They consume massive amounts of structured data to understand concepts and relationships. So LLM seeding means you are structuring your brand so that the AI recognizes it as a definitive, concrete entity rather than just a random string of text on a web page.
Okay, what do we mean by structured data and entity in this specific context?
Think of the knowledge graph. The knowledge graph is essentially the foundational encyclopedia of facts that search engines and AIs use to understand the world. An entity is a distinct, recognized thing in that database. Mm-hmm. So a specific person, a specific building, a specific corporation.
Got it.
And structured data is the actual behind-the-scenes code you put on your website that feeds information directly into that database in a language the machine perfectly understands.
Okay, let me try an analogy here to see if I'm getting this.
Yeah, go for it.
If an LLM is like a city's electrical grid, my website can't just be a standalone light bulb, you know, hoping someone notices it shining in the dark.
Right.
If I want to be part of the system, I have to build a power station that plugs directly into their grid, using their specific adapters and their specific voltage requirements.
That is a brilliant way to conceptualize it. You'd literally have to feed the AI trust signals in its native language.
Wow. Okay.
You do this by injecting your business data into primary databases like Wikidata, securing citations in high-tier directories, and using that specific schema code on your site. By doing this, the agency ensures that when a user asks their voice assistant, hey, who is the most reliable emergency plumber in Austin?
The AI doesn't just scrape the web and guess.
Exactly. It checks its internal encyclopedia, connects the concept of best emergency plumber directly to your brand entity, and confidently states your business name as the definitive answer.
Because you have built a digital footprint that the AI platforms inherently trust as a concrete fact.
Precisely.
It's about becoming the undeniable right answer in the machine's brain rather than just trying to win a popularity contest with website backlinks.
That is exactly the paradigm shift. And the warning from the guide is incredibly clear. If an agency isn't preparing your business for that conversational single answer search environment right now, they are optimizing you for a web that is quickly disappearing.
That is wild. To bring all of this together and give you, the listener, something truly actionable, the guide provides a fantastic quick checklist scorecard that you can use immediately if you are evaluating an agency right now.
It's a great tool.
It breaks down into five key areas. First is strategy. Do they have a clear long-term roadmap? Second is proof. Can they provide verifiable non-confidential case studies with contactable references? Third is reporting. Are they tracking actual leads and phone calls or just vanity metrics?
Both are important.
Fourth is execution. Are there real, transparent monthly deliverables you can see? And finally, integrity. Are they strictly avoiding those programmatic spam tactics that could get your domain heavily penalized?
And if a prospective agency scores low in any of those categories, the guide is unambiguous. You just walk away.
Mm.
However, it also includes a crucial reality check in its FAQ section about managing your own expectations as a business owner.
Because even when you hire the best agency in the world and they do everything perfectly, this isn't magic. You don't just turn on SEO like a light switch.
No, you don't. True. Sustainable local visibility takes real time to build. The guide states that if you are starting from scratch or, heaven forbid, recovering from bad SEO, you should expect to see upward movement in the 3 to 6 month range. And you should start seeing a strong compounding return on your investment within 6 to 12 months. But that's heavily dependent on how fierce the competition is in your specific local market.
It is an investment in permanent infrastructure. It's not pulling the lever on a digital slot machine.
Precisely.
Well, this has been an incredibly eye-opening look at the underlying mechanics of local visibility and just how much the landscape has shifted. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Austin Code Monkey Guide.
It was a pleasure.
But before we wrap up today, I want to leave you with a final thought to really ponder. We just discussed how search engines are rapidly evolving into conversational AI assistants. Think about how those systems work for a second. A traditional Google search gives a user 10 different options on page one. It basically allows 10 different businesses to win a piece of the pie. But if an AI assistant's ultimate goal is to simply give the user a single definitive voice answer, well, what happens to the business that finishes in second place? As we move toward a winner-takes-all digital economy where the AI only recommends one trusted entity, are you doing the work today to ensure that entity is you?
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey, working online. Making Lakers take flight from the Texas heat to the neon glow. You're the cold swinging king of the SEO show.